Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
Hey guys,
and
Karam here.
Back.
It's McMurray Dental Center.
Shout out to Noral Toyota, title sponsor for the show. We appreciate it. Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral, thank you for your ongoing support. Now on with Friday's episode. Tanner, quick question. Can you see my feet currently?
No.
Good. No, I don't. No. I'm good. Like, even with that camera, you can't?
And you get angles with this one.
Okay. Ugh. The carpet feels so good.
You're a big fan of carpet, eh?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Love carpet. It's a big thing. I don't understand. Like, I have hardwood in my house. In certain places, I don't understand how people go, like, all hardwood in their homes. Like, I don't get it. Like, there's nothing comfortable about that.
Or tile.
Tile's the worst.
It's just cold.
Tile's the worst.
Yeah, it's old and sad.
And like,
it looks nice though.
It looks great. And I have family obviously in like South America and Florida and stuff where like tile is a thing, and I get it because it's hotter there and it's welcome, but it's so hard on your foot and like it's unforgiving.
Yeah, but in like places like that, I would take tile over carpet.
Yes. Think, but you need to get some rugs though.
Yeah, rugs. Yep.
See, you have to go into tile. Sometimes, like, literally, it's so hot you want to lie on the tile.
Or there might, like, what you in those places, you don't know what kind of stuff's going to be crawling through that carpet.
Oh, facts. Yeah. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, you don't know what is in and out of that thick, fibrous stuff. And not trying to judge or anything, but I've heard tropical places have lots of bugs.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lizards, bugs, spiders.
Yeah, lots of things I could hide in medium thickness carpet.
Yeah, although what I will say is those bugs and spiders and stuff are large and in charge down there.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah, you'd have to have some pretty high up shag carpet to hide some of those things.
Well, like all I'm saying is, if they're that big, they have to eat things that are smaller than them. You know.
Fair enough. And like I remember one time when I was in Guyana. I stepped on a red ant's nest, and, like, those bad boys lit me up. And they are small. So there are some small things. You are right. I never thought about that. So, good call. But, yeah, this carpet that we have here, I love sitting crisscross applesauce. It's my favorite way to sit. But when you can get your feet on good carpet, and this is, like, a nice carpet. Like, got to go barefoot. Sorry, Gregory Pierre. So you can't see it on camera, though, so it's all good. Unless Tanner's lying to me.
No, you cannot.
There we go.
It just all depends on his feelings of ankles.
Hey, I show my ankles all the time. So, listen, you've got some upcoming events that we may or may not be going to.
Trying.
So, we won't go into what they are. Or we won't go into the dates. We'll go into the dates. Obviously, we're going to talk about it. It's a concert. EDM music.
My jam, dubstep.
Yeah, dubstep. See, this is why I want to know. It's like, what kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of music they're going to be playing.
Yeah, is the lineup is stacked.
Now, last time we went to a concert, we had, it was two rooms.
Yeah.
I spent zero time in the secondary room.
Yeah.
Not because of the music, actually. It was more because of, like, the other room was too big.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the right vibe. But is that a normal occurrence where they have, like, two shows going on, or is that just a random thing?
For that size, it's rare, but it's, yeah. Like, for the bigger shows, it's quite often you get two stages.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't think the one that we'll be going to will. It's at Union, so.
Which one's Union?
By Argyle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There is a 95% chance that I will be there for that. The chances, they're pretty high.
We're going to have to discuss that 5% and get that down.
Yeah. I just need we're not going to go into why there's that 5% on camera, but yeah.
No, and I don't think we need to go into it at all. I feel like without knowing, I could probably drop that down to 2.
Yeah. So It's very strong that I'll be going down there. If you would have asked me this question on Wednesday of this week, Wednesday morning, I would have been 100%. 100%. But some things transpired, my own fault, that gives it that 5% kind of...
But knowing you, I just know that you, like, whatever that 5% chance is, better be strong.
Yeah.
Because you don't like missing these things.
No, I don't want to miss this one, especially because you're telling me the lineup is a banger. And the Argyle Bar, or whatever, that concert venue, is on point.
Oh, like, yeah, dude.
That's a legendary spot.
That venue is my favorite place in Alberta to see a show.
I've spent many a time there when it was just a bar hanging out in my 20s when I was going to school down there. And the last concert I went to see there was Bad Boy from Outkast and the Cool Kids.
And?
Boom. Unbelievable. Like, it's Cool Kids, right? That's the name of the group. I'm pretty sure.
You know better than me.
Yeah. Anyways, they have a song called 808. I'd listened to them just in passing before, but seeing anybody live just, like, brings their music to life. Unbelievable.
100%.
And Bad Boy from Outkast is a true professional. Like, it was one of, hands down, one of the best rap concerts I've ever been to.
This is what I'm saying. Is like, that venue is...
just throws it down.
Yeah, and the reverb of the music from all over, bouncing off the walls and stuff like that, and how close you get to the stage, it's going to be good.
That's right. I'd say, Bad Boy's concert there was my second favorite rap concert of all times. First place goes to Jay-Z. Jay-Z, Vancouver. It was when him and Justin Timberlake were on a tour together.
Yeah.
Both of them just knocked it through the park.
Like, I don't think I could think of two artists in music that represent you better.
Yeah, facts. And they both brought it. Like, it was an unbelievable concert. Like, from start to finish. Yeah. Loved it. Loved it.
Two cultures just crossing worlds.
Hey. That's right. Yeah. No, it was good. But those are top two. And then, we got to bump them down. Because number one is Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, Fort Mac, Snoop Dogg, Cancun. I'm just putting them into one awesome experience. Snoop Dogg's number one. Jay-Z's number two. Bad Boy's number three.
Fair. That's
my concert.
That's fair.
As far as rap concerts are concerned. If we're going outside rap concerts...
What about the kind of concerts that we've been to?
The last one we went to was the best, hands down.
Stoned level.
Hands down.
Yeah.
The DJs, and we interviewed a bunch of them, literally were spectacular. I had never noticed, maybe they're at other shows and I just didn't see it, but the laser show that one of the artists had going down blew my mind, literally. I was just like staring up at it being like... wow.
Yeah, the production value is incredible, especially for the size of the venue.
That's right. And then, that's the other part, the size of the venue couldn't have been more perfect.
That's another thing that's really good about Union Hall raves, is it really fills in there quite nicely.
Yeah.
Like, you get in there and you got like a few hundred people that are going in, and
and
you get that small venue feel with like a couple of hundred people, and it really rocks out.
Yep. So... yeah, looking forward to that one. But yeah, the last one we went to was my favorite.
So far.
Yeah. I got a lifetime of concerts to go to. So
absolutely. We're gonna go to them.
Another banging concert that I went to years and years ago was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They were good?
Oh. They, like, you know how sometimes you go to a concert and the artist doesn't sound like the album, or they're a little bit off? These guys could have been lip syncing. They were so good. They were just not missing a note, not missing a beat. They were just on point. Like, great performance. And they played forever. They went hard in the paint that night. Like, Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. Amazing. Yeah.
I'm surprised you like that kind of music.
Oh, yeah, I like the Chili Peppers, man. I like all type of music. The only music that I used to say I didn't like because I was just uneducated on it was country music. But as I've got older, you know, I'll give country a bit of a... I give it a shot here and there.
My mom's going to see a country artist that she loves in Edmonton.
It's going to be a show.
Yeah.
That man puts on a performance.
You've seen?
I have not. I've only heard. And, like, a few years ago, he was up in Edmonton. And he just, like, was there for one show. And they kept booking him. He's like, I'll just keep coming back and back and back and back. He played, like, 6 or 7 shows in a row. What I love about Mr. Brooks is he doesn't want people or scalpers to overcharge for his tickets. They're super cheap. He wants the fans to go there. So what he'll do is he'll like put on a bunch of shows back to back to dilute the ticket sale price. So it's just like, hey, don't pay $300 to come see me because this guy's selling it. I just added some more shows onto it. Come see me for $35 to $40.
And that's actually what happened to my mom is they missed the first show and he said, well, I sold out there so quick that I'll just do another one.
That's right.
And then he put on a second one and they got tickets for the second one for value of.
That's right. And that's that. So you can't scalp that dude's tickets because he'll just keep putting on shows, which is great. Like as an artist, even think like that. Like I think a lot of artists would be like, oh, you know, I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do about it.
I think that it's what you're willing to pay. I don't think that there's anything necessarily wrong with the up cost of a ticket going up just because you didn't get them.
That's right. But like, in this day and age, I feel like back in the day, if you like, and I'm talking like back in the day before the internet,
before Ticketmaster.
Yep. Like if the tickets were sold out appropriately, like if you stood in line and you went and bought four and then like it got sold out, like, yeah, fair enough. But like nowadays when you go on Ticketmaster, like literally 2 seconds after they go on sale, some bot goes and gets it and you don't have a chance to get it. It's like, it's not fair, you know?
Yeah. But, at that point you shouldn't, that's nothing on like that. You just need to change the game as Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster sucks.
Yeah, Ticketmaster. Yeah.
It's notoriously a terrible ticket selling service that we all just kind of agree to use anyways.
That's right.
So, like, that's the biggest problem more than I'd say the scalpers or the...
Yeah, I'm not mad at the scalpers. Hey, make your money.
Yeah.
Make your money. But I like that an artist is just like, you know what? I'm going to combat this a little bit.
Yeah, doing the right thing.
That's right.
I don't understand why, like, bigger artists... Like, if I was a big artist like that, I'd go around doing, like, bar shows that are, like... $35 a ticket and fit 50 people and still just rocking out, you know?
Every once in a while, could you imagine? Oh, man. That would be just going to a random underground concert and XXX walks in. Like,
yeah.
Boom.
And boom. By XXX, I'm assuming you mean like mystery name. And
that's right, not a porn star.
No, XXX is the abbreviation of a rapper in my generation.
Oh.
Named XXXTentacion, and it's a whole thing. He got killed in 2016.
Oh, no, don't know him. Don't know him.
Yeah.
Maybe we should listen to some of his stuff later on.
It's not great.
Okay. Yeah. R.I.P. nonetheless.
Yeah.
Speaking of rappers, have you seen Kendrick Lamar's new rap video?
No.
Where he transforms into all of these people?
No.
Woo-wee.
I've had some friends say that his album has not been as good as they were hoping.
I have not listened to the album. The one song that I heard, and I don't know the name of it, and I watched it as well. Great song, and the video is unbelievable. He literally like morphs into Will Smith and OJ and like all these other not rappers, but he iconic black figures. And he has, like, verses geared to those individuals while he's looking like them. It's, like, it's a deep fake. And it's kind of scary where you can go with, like, those deep faking people.
Yeah, the technology is getting pretty scary.
Yeah. It's super cool but super horrifying. Like, I remember watching the Tupac Coachella and my mind being just like, what is happening? And now you look at that and you're just like, man, that stuff is so hokey.
Yeah.
Like, where technology's gone in the last, like, 5 years is just, like, skyrocketed.
It's like video games that you remember playing, and you remember it being real.
Yeah.
You boot it up, like, 3 years later, and you're like, this is terrible.
Yeah. Like, when I boot up GoldenEye on the 64, I'd remember, like, this being, like, video games are never going to get any better than this.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
How are we going to move past this?
Yeah. This is the defining mark. I guess we're finished. This is the game. And now when you put GoldenEye in, it's just like...
Have you seen the videos of the new Unreal Engine?
No.
The new Unreal Engine is... Unreal is like a video game engine.
Okay.
And they've just released a video of their new engine coming out, and it looks like real.
Okay.
Like the graphics that they... They did like a short little video.
Okay. Yeah, we got to check that out afterwards.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah. Okay. Check that out for sure. Yeah, no, the games now are just like the graphics are on another level. But yeah, that video with Kendrick Lamar, hoo-wee. You know what I've been listening to a lot lately?
What?
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah?
I've been listening to a lot of ASAP Rocky lately.
You like to support people at weird times.
Yeah, like way after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Way after the fact.
Yeah, literally, it's just like the news. Hey, that's in somebody you should probably pay attention to if they're in the news.
Yeah, like he just did an interview on Drink Champs. Yeah. And I love Drink Champs. Big shout out to Noriega. Let's give him his flowers. Noriega, Drink Champs, awesome. Like that whole his whole team. There's more than just him, but it's a great podcast. And I just watched the one with ASAP Rocky. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go down this rabbit hole. And I knew about ASAP before, but you know, I've really been delving deep into his catalog lately. Him and another dude, you actually introduced me to, Mr. Harlow.
Jack Harlow, yeah.
Yeah, man. He's coming up big time right now.
Yeah.
So way to be on the come up of that. You were repping him way before he hit.
Wow, I wouldn't say that. Way before he hit for you, for sure.
Yeah. Well, his new album dropped. Like, everybody's talking about him. He's got a song with Drake, a collab. Like, you were talking about him well over a year ago, and you're like, hey, you listened to this guy before? So.
Yeah, well, this What's Poppin' is what really made him, like, take off.
Yeah.
That was his first big single that, like, him up, but
that's right.
His album is good too. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't listened to this full album yet.
So. I haven't listened to the full thing, but a few songs are good.
Yeah, I love that. I ain't no fashionista, but I fly though.
I was gonna say you put Nail Tech on it.
Yeah, and I gave up drinking, but I'm high though. Like,
yeah,
that bar.
It's iconic for you.
Solid bar, man. Yeah, man. I like that bar a lot.
Yeah.
So, oh, that was a good one. So, big shout out to those guys. That's what I'm listening to rap-wise nowadays. New school rap, I should say.
Which is a big shift for you.
Yeah, it's very different from, like, the gangster rap that I'm used to, or, like, the 90s, like, Wu-Tang, Nas, Jay-Z.
Yeah, everything's a lot more coded in our music today than it is back in those days.
Yeah, yeah. But I listen to, a lot of these rappers talk about battling and diss tracks, and literally today I was driving and Hit 'Em Up by Tupac came on. I'm like, ugh, you guys don't know what a diss track is. You're trying to be cute and like nonchalant and try to like wrap around who you're trying to like. You're like, I think, yeah, with Hit 'Em Up, you knew exactly who Tupac was talking about.
Yeah, but like the difference between like Tupac and like today's rappers is basically is Death Row.
Yeah.
Like you had Death Row.
Yeah.
That was everybody from where Tupac came from.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, if you could say whatever you want, because it wasn't like your record label head was going to come down and be like, that lost us sales.
That's right. That's right.
Right? Like, everybody on the team was about it. But now, if you speak in a certain way that doesn't fit a certain narrative or a role or whatever,
yeah, that's right.
They'll come down and they'll tell you that, like, hey, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, this is not going to fly.
That's why, like, you can hear similar aggression, you know, obviously not as well put together, but similar aggression from a lot of like lesser known rappers, more independent rappers.
Right. But that song starts off.
Yeah, pretty intense.
Pretty intense. I got like, I don't even want to like bleep out how that song starts on the Mac City Morning Show. It's just like, boom, in your face. And then it just, he's using people's names, he's calling people out. It just, the best, in my opinion. Outside, Ether's pretty bad by Jay-Z, or by Nas. Ether's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But Hit 'Em Up is, in my opinion, the best battle rap ever. That's the best track. It doesn't get more dirtier than
Hit 'Em Up. You mean diss track.
Diss track, yeah. What did I say?
Battle rap.
Battle, yeah. That wasn't battle. He wasn't battling.
No, there's some battle rap.
He was ending careers with that one.
Yeah, there's some better battle rap out there for insults and injury. But
Yeah.
But as a record release goes, that's top.
Yeah. I've been listening to a Lil Dicky too. He's funny. There's that show. He's got that show on, I think it's called Lil Dicky. Or Dave. It's called Dave.
Yeah.
It's called Dave. It's a funny show, man.
You ever see before, like, before the Ball Kids were all famous and in the NBA, he went and filmed with them, like, when they were all in college and stuff, and he pretended to be the fourth ball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just Lil Dicky, this white guy, trying to shoot around with, like, these three, like, college D1 athletes.
Yeah.
It was not going great.
No. He's a funny guy. I appreciate where he's coming at it.
I feel like he got into rap as a joke. Like, I feel like everybody accepted him because he was funny.
Right.
You know, they're like, yeah, whatever.
And his flow is sick. Yeah. My thing is with rappers like him, it's like, yeah, he's so different. Like, it's hard to be that different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got to come up with a different cadence, a different rhyming style. Like, there's no blueprint for what he does.
No.
And I don't. And that in itself has to be applauded, in my opinion, has to be applauded.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I appreciate the originality of
Lil Dicky. I can respect it because he's a better rapper than me, but that's right. This is not for me.
No. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah, like his, well, you hit me up with one of his songs though. Him and Snoop. There's a cartoon rap video. It's a banger of a track. Like, they're telling a story, and that's what I find. Back in the day, certain rap songs told you like a story like that. Like, that's a narrative back and forth between those two talking, and you don't get that much anymore. So yeah, appreciate it. Like I said, it's not what I bang to in the car all the time, but I can appreciate it for sure.
What, that's the song Snoop and Lil Dicky did?
Yeah.
Oh, Professional Rapper?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. The video is fire, and the rapping back and forth is really good.
I'll have to show you a rapper named Rich Chiga.
Rich Chiga?
Yeah, he goes by Rich Brian now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an Asian rapper.
Nice.
He's fairly good at flow and that's talking awesome. About like the music video he does is super hard. He dances around in a fanny pack.
Okay.
It's pretty dope.
Hey, speaking of fanny packs.
Yeah.
Total you started a bit of a clothing line.
I wouldn't say it. I'd say I added on to a clothing line that was already established.
Yeah, so you got, well, I guess you got a collab.
Yeah.
You got a little collab going.
Yeah.
So we should shout that out. So what's that line called?
I don't know if we should shout it out yet because that collab doesn't go into a full announcement until Saturday.
Oh, and this goes out on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can't burst the bubble. But for everybody watching.
You can find it.
You can find it.
Yeah, there's a adventure clothing online. We won't tell you why it's there, what it's doing. But
yeah.
There's new clothes on our website. Check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Tanner's collab with us. Yeah.
The first of.
First of many.
Yeah.
I talked to Jason. Nobody knows who Jay is, so. And Jay's never going to watch this. Jay's my business partner. I talked to Jay about some of the ideas we were talking about off camera last time about doing some like random merch drops. And he's just like, okay.
He's on board.
He's on board with the idea and the craziness of it. So I think we might be doing a few collabs coming up. But you got your first collab on the go, which I guess next Friday, if we remember.
We'll
direct people to. But we should post something about it after it goes live.
Yeah.
To like just like make a social media post so people can see it.
You can base it Wednesday at 2, like, or Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when it will be fully announced to all parties.
That's right.
Yeah. And then hopefully from there it'll do good.
There you go. Cool. Well, listen, man, I don't know how much time we've gone, but I really need to go use the washroom.
23 minutes.
23 minutes, so that's hey, listen. That's not bad.
No, we're doing better.
Doing better. Well, I always wanted to go over 20 minutes. That's what the Friday episodes are for. And people keep watching. There's like a dedicated audience that tunes in.
To every YouTube?
Yeah, to the YouTube.
Thank you, YouTube exclusive audience.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. And they watch the full thing. So big shout out.
Let us know if you want the longer or the shorter episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we got a nice little crew watching it. So, but yeah, we're going to cut it. A little short. We're not going to the 30-40 mark that we kind of have got accustomed to, but my bad. I should have used the washroom before we started filming. So everybody at home, thank you for watching. Do appreciate it. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for this episode. We appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.